November 8, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The unrivaled power of prayer. We know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us, which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:26. We realize that we are energized by the Holy Spirit for prayer. We know what it is to pray in the Spirit, but we do not so often realize that the Holy Spirit himself prays in us prayers which we cannot utter. When we are born of God, when we are born again of God and are indwelt by the Spirit of God, he expresses for us the unutterable. He, the Spirit in you, makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And God searches your heart not to know what your conscious prayers are, but to find out what is the prayer of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God needs the nature of the believer as a shrine in which to offer his intercession. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. When Jesus Christ cleansed the temple, he would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. The Spirit of God will not allow you to use your body for your own convenience. Jesus ruthlessly cast out all of them that sold and bought in the temple and said, "My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves." Have we recognized that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? If so, we must be careful to keep it undefiled for him. We have to remember that our conscious life, though it is only a tiny bit of our personality, is to be regarded by us as a shrine of the Holy Ghost. He will look after the unconscious part that we know nothing of, but we must see that we guard the conscious part for which we are responsible. That's the end of Oswald's text. Most theologians and teachings about our body being the temple of the Holy Ghost speak about the physical issues. There's a lot of commentary about not abusing our bodies because it is the temple of the Holy Ghost. But the true intent and the true understanding of this truth is not about our bodies, the fleshly shell in which we operate, being a temple in the sense of bricks and mortar and stone, but rather our spiritual inner man is the Holy of Holies, and in that sense, the temple of the Holy Ghost. When the Spirit of God wants to minister, he needs a place on earth to be housed. It's not the shell of our body or our flesh that is of any consequence to him. It is the innermost being, as it were, our own Holy of Holies, where he chooses to dwell and requests that we give him space to operate. When we gather to have prayer meeting, or even when we pray in private, oftentimes we are consciously forming our prayers and determining what we need to pray for those around us who have requested prayer or those that we believe need prayer. But the real effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man is that which is uttered by the Holy Ghost from within us, prayers that we don't even think about, prayers that are not our words, prayers that are only and ever and always the words of the Holy Spirit uttered by our lips as we give him full access to the Holy of Holies, our heart of hearts, and release ourselves to his total dominion and avail ourselves to his praying for others through us.